CliffCentral.com.
What's up, everybody?
Wake up!
My name is Malcolm Dooley. Chilling with Riabis with Cecilia.
The one and only.
And you're hanging with the worst guy.
Let's go. At a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me too, I got more fire. Why these bitches see you? Go home, Roger. Go home, Roger. She is a mirror in my bed, I'm a smart guy. I ain't fucking with you niggas like a part-time. Nah. Let's check my archive. So immaculate, instead of asking what's happening, rather blast a Jackson 5 in the back of an Acura, acting blacker than the Bernie Mac to Charlie Murphy's and Akon. The girls that you brought, man, where they from? We were playing PlayStation. Yeah. What's up, everybody?
What's up? It's a beautiful sunny Wednesday afternoon. You're hanging out with the worst guys, and we're doing it in the worst way, baby.
Hey, I know you're feeling yourself today if you're wearing a short sleeve t-shirt.
Hey, dog, you know.
Shades in the studio,
short sleeve t-shirt. Even if you're not buff, dog, you gotta flex the young bicep.
No, but I'm not gonna lie. I've been giving you props. I can see you've been doing your pull-ups and your push-ups.
Dog, it's because I'm becoming an actor now.
Yeah, it's
real out there. I've been watching TV. Motherfuckers are sexy out here, dog.
Hey, bruh.
Like, too sexy.
And sex souls.
Yeah, exactly. So now I have to become a machine, dog. I'm coming to the gym with you. I'm gonna come to learn about myself in the gym with
find
you.
Find out about yourself
with you and the diamond team. I'm out there, dog. Otherwise, how you doing, my boy?
I'm living, man. I'm living. Still got the afterglow of, you know, being able to do my first bodybuilding competition and coming fourth and fifth
in
my category. So, yeah. But I'm going to get back to work soon. It's provincials in September. So, that's where we headed to.
Yeah, you're going for the provincials.
Yeah, and then October will be nationals. Get my South African colors and my shandies, man.
Get it, dog. Get it. You know, you've got to represent.
That's what's up.
You've got to represent. Yeah, man.
And on your side, can I just say something? South Africa. Let me tell you something.
I'm glad you asked. Though.
Okay, let me tell you something, alright? I've known this guy since high school, alright? Since grade 9.
Yeah.
This guy's number one hustler. To get this gig eventually here at Cliff Central, he hustled his way in. Didn't have no experience, nothing, but here we are. 2017, 31st of May.
Hustling.
Then he also hustled himself into another kind of shandies. I can't even spit about that right now.
Wait, I want to know. Spirit, you know,
I'm talking about where you jump ship, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he doesn't have the credentials, but still, they let him in. I don't know how he does it.
Oh, you're talking about my talent agency.
No, dog.
You got to know. You see, this is the thing about being South African and being an artist. You've got to know that you're a superstar before anybody else knows it.
You got to affirm it yourself.
Yeah, if you don't believe it, nobody else will.
And basically, by doing that, you're drawing it to yourself.
Exactly.
Speaking it into existence.
We've been saying. But yeah, man, I've been having a good day. Been having a really good day. Woke up. Got laid in the shower. Had a blaze.
Oh.
Had some pancakes for breakfast.
Oh.
I'm in Paris.
Nut butter. Not peanut butter. Nut butter.
Dog, Nutella. Strawberries.
Ooh.
Cream.
Ooh.
Dog, it was so crazy because she lives in Melbourne, but it's like a house with 5 other roommates, right?
Yeah.
And like,
you just got ladies walking back.
All the Frenchies are in there, and there's another homie, a black guy. He comes out. He's also bopsing one of the French chicks. He come out. We first bump to each other. We're like, yeah, what's up, dog? Yeah. You know, we're doing the thing. And they're busy flipping pancakes. Oui, je m'en chérie. Niggas in Paris, for real. Yo. Enough about us. Today, we have a special guest in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present Lil Red. Say what's up to the people, yo.
What's up?
Yeah. This is Lil Red. We got a celebrity with us talking a new single, You Lie. We'll get into all of that a little bit later. But Lil Red, let's catch up with you for a second, find out what's going on with you. You're a young, budding South African musician. I mean, 21 years old, and you're already killing the game. You're out here. You've been here in the Cliff Central Studios before with the Capital Wrap-Up.
Yeah.
I remember that's when we met the first time. But yeah, since then, what's been going on? What are you doing with your life?
Yeah, so basically, I've just released this new single now. We've been pushing really, really hard. I've been in studio. I've been making some new music. I've been experimenting with different sounds, which has been really cool for me.
I see you like gom. That's part of your sound. That's dope.
Kind of the direction that we're moving in now.
All right. No, that's cool. And I understand, as far as I understand it, your vision with music has to do with the youth. primarily, and the things that we go through as young people. Personally, you know, that's also the target market that we all need to reach for, because the youth is in a place where the generation's actually changing from what it's used to be.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of need to do away with all the old structures
exactly.
and come up with something new and something fresh.
Yeah.
And that's why I appreciate that perspective, you know. I'm tired of trying to please these old niggas out here. It's like, what is this music of yours these days?
You know, that thing is actually true, because you always get the people saying, no, music has changed, it's not the same. Yeah, that's because we outgrew what you guys had.
Yeah.
We have our own shit now.
Yeah, music's always going to change. Everything's going to change.
Yeah. I guess it's just a part of life. Everything has to change and evolve. Otherwise, things aren't growing.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
that's a problem.
Yeah, I hope for me personally, when I grow old, I don't become old and bitter. I'm like, back in the day, back in my day.
That usually happens when you're a bob in life.
Yeah, when you're bitter and upset about the decisions that have led you to be sitting there alone with wine.
Precisely.
Yeah, we're going to be spitting bars
to
our kids in the car.
We're going to be pulling up on the side of the road to drop some freestyles with your little kid.
Yeah. Back in the old age home, oh my gosh, I'm all alone. But here's my boy, he came to visit. We're going to go upside and light a switch it off.
And then die right there.
That would be a peaceful death.
That's a way to go. Yeah, man. So it's so dope. Yo, we're hanging out with Little Red. Please hit us up on the Twitter streets at @the_worstguys, or you can hit us up at cliffcentral.com, and also Little Red at @littleRed_SA. If you want to join the conversation today, you know, it's always hot. You know, it's always hot and popping. Hot and popping. So let's talk a little bit about your new single.
Yeah.
Right. You Lie. Tell me about the process behind that track.
So basically, I actually recorded that track in Durban.
Yeah.
So I was working with Afrotainment. I'm not sure if you know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So I got the opportunity to work with them, which was absolutely amazing. They're
cool.
Super talented, and it's always a party there.
Yeah.
I struggled to keep up. I was like, I want sleep.
Oh, really?
But it was awesome. Yeah. So making the track was so much fun, and the track really tells a story if you listen to the lyrics.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think it's about love. It can swing both ways. It's got like a bit of a double meaning for me, but the stronger meaning behind it is that you shouldn't believe the world's lies.
Yeah.
So I believe that the world obviously on a daily basis tells us lies, not to believe in ourselves, not to love ourselves the way that we are.
Yeah.
We're constantly under social pressures as young people.
True.
So the song represents that to me, and I wanted to represent that to other young people.
Yeah. And speaking of, that kind of reminds me of the process that I'm going through now. I don't know if you're experiencing it as well. The process of unlearning.
Yeah.
You know, because we've been bombarded with a whole lot of bullshit from the beginning of time. Since we started going to school, people have been lying to us, celebrating Christopher Columbus and shit, this murderer who's stealing people's land. But we must draw pictures of him in history.
Yeah.
I actually also had the same vibe from a movie that I watched, Bleed for This. And then at the end of it, they're interviewing the boxer who they said, after the accident, no, he'll never be able to box again. But then he eventually did, and he won a world championship. And it was based on a true story, Pazienza. Then he says, they ask him, what was the greatest lie that you were ever told? And they're like, is that you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything that they tell you that you can't do can be done. I mean, we just need to get out of that mentality.
Listen, exactly. We live in a crazy world where crazy shit happens all the time. Why not believe? I mean, there's weirder shit that has happened. You know, crazier things have happened than you making it and you becoming success of yourself. I mean, here we got Little Red, 21 years old, blowing up. It's easy if you're actually good, first and foremost.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing, be dope. Please, that's just the number one rule. Be dope, and then it'll work out for you, because you'll be obviously living your purpose. But yeah, I like the fact that you're addressing that, the fact that we need to unlearn. Start rethinking how you think about yourself and how you think about the society that you live in. But yeah, with no further ado, let's play You Lie by Little Red. Yo, That's Little Red with You Lie. You Lie, You Lie, You Lie. That is dope. That is dope. That's for the clubs.
Too wavy.
That's for the clubs, dog. You know what I'm
saying? Even from the start, like that, when that beat just hit, I was like, okay, this is about to be a mall trip.
Yeah. No, I feel you on that. What a time. So yeah, tell us a little bit about the process of making that song. Who's produced? Is this from Afrotainment?
Yes.
Yeah.
His name's Prince Bulon.
Yeah.
He produced it and he's super dope.
Yeah. Because producers don't get that much recognition in the game.
Hey, some force it like DJ Khaled.
Hey, but he came out and he made it hurt
with another one.
That's the boy. Yeah, man, but that song is really dope. If you want to check it out, hit Little Red up on SoundCloud, man. And also buy the music, actually. More than anything else, go buy the music.
This one is actually a free download.
Oh, really?
All yours.
Oh, that's so dope. You see this thing? We're giving you love. We on that Chance the Rapper tip, you know, making music. I don't make songs for free. I make songs for freedom.
Don't believe in the king. Believe in the kingdom.
Speaking of, let's get to know you a little bit more personally. What about your beliefs? What are your beliefs?
Okay, in what sense?
It is very broad, but I mean, because a lot of rap is influenced by God and the idea that there is a higher being and that that is where the message comes from, essentially. But I want to know, are you one of those rappers who are just out here, or do you actually believe in something, a higher being, or what is your deal?
So I definitely 100% believe in God.
Oh, cool.
I believe in a higher power. I believe in the power of the universe.
Yeah.
And I'm a firm believer in what you give out, you get back.
For sure.
I think that your thoughts manifest into your reality. So it's really important what goes on in your mind.
Mm.
And I believe in energy.
Yeah.
So, I think that's also really important when you're working in an industry with people.
Because
you have to feed off of other people's energies and also read other people's energies. Because everyone isn't always what they seem.
Yeah.
So that's what I believe in. I don't believe in religion necessarily.
Yeah.
I believe religion creates wars.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's a way to control people.
Yeah.
And I just think that, I believe in God. I think the most important thing is to just be a good person.
Yeah. Just be nice, dude.
It's nice to be nice. Be a good person and good things will come to you.
For sure.
People seem to think that it's really hard to be nice. It's like, oh, bro, I'd rather be a dick. You know what I mean? Like, so easily. But it's really hard to be a dick, bro. Like, it's constantly, wake up, all right,
we're going to piss energy. Off now.
Yeah.
And you carry that around you.
And it's draining as well. Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be sour your whole life.
So tell me about working with Afrotainment. You said you guys worked, but you also partied hard. Are you a hard partier? Would you consider yourself one of those?
I would not.
Really?
Maybe in my young days.
Your young days.
But I'm old now. Now I like to chill. I like to watch movies. I love. My friends hate me because I love my bed so much.
And I'm sure
to get me out of the house is a mission.
Yeah. When you're working hard, I mean, your bed is the best place to be ever.
Exactly.
Relaxing doesn't mean going out again and partying because I mean
exactly
with your kind of job, your job is to go out and be the life of the party.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. So when you're not on, you should be sleeping, watching some series, just relaxing.
It's important to have like downtime, you know? Keep a balance.
Yeah, no, for sure. All right, we're gonna speak a little bit about what's going on in the world. We always talk about South Africa's situations because it's always a lituation, actually. this week there isn't that much news, but we'll just touch on a couple of topics, yo. Here we go. All right. The first story that I am interested in this week is the summer 23, right? So there's quite a lot that went on. Questa killed it. Babes Odumo got mized again. She hasn't won Jack for Wololo. Is that even right?
No.
We've been jamming to Wololo during Christmas. That song played at least 3 times there at the Tavern Dog when we were dancing outside. But people don't show respect. But let's talk about the idea of music awards and whether they actually mean anything in the broader sense of what good music is.
Yeah. I think the pure fact that Wololo is one of the biggest songs.
Yeah.
I'd say towards, for last year.
Yeah, last year, for sure.
The fact that she didn't get anything.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I don't even know. I'm not familiar with the music of the girl who won the award she should have got. I think that in itself speaks.
Yeah,
and that
volumes.
Pretty much answers your question to say that I don't think anyone should base their success on music awards.
Yeah.
Because, well, but I mean, yeah, I'm going to be diplomatic about this. But
no, they do a lot for your career, though. That's the thing.
But that's what's so sad, because now it's not a true reflection of what's actually going on amongst the people, because that's what's important.
Yeah.
What are the people enjoying? It's not about the five guys that are sitting at the top picking who wins the award. It's about the people, and they're not listening to the people, clearly, if Ololo didn't win anything.
Yeah, but maybe her fans didn't have data to SMS or anytime.
You know why? It's because the whole SMSing Metro already and MTN, what is it, the MTN Summers, or what was it?
Mamas.
Sorry, the
Metro FM.
Metro FM, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to draw airtime money from you. Each SMS costs like what? 1.50 rand or something like
that? Yeah, that's a lot.
Your first one is star what? Okay, which category? Another 1.50. Okay, choose a song. Another 1.50. Like, hey, bro, just let me vote one time with the one charge.
Yeah,
these people out there in the hood, man. And the access to the internet, we spoke about that.
Yeah, the access to the internet is a real problem. It's a real problem. Mm. But shame, and I feel for her. But I mean, at the end of the day, that's not her breadwinner. You know, that's not how she makes her money. I'm telling you, she's living dope off Wololo. Getting in that residual.
Yeah,
getting in that residual. So yeah, shout out to everybody who did win. I do love Questa, man. Dakar 2 is so dope. And he's just a G, man. He was at Bushfire this weekend in Swaziland as well. I didn't go, but I heard through the grapevine. You know what I'm saying? I heard through the grapevine. But yeah, man, I really do think that awards are overrated. And when it comes to discussing music with somebody, if they include awards in the debate, over. No, but he won this Grammy. He won this summer. He has to be the best. No.
That's
there's
when
no
you,
such.
I'm going to let you finish. I'm going to let you finish.
You don't know the answers, sway.
You see, that's when you hit them with that. But awards don't mean shit.
Yeah. For sure. Okay, and then on to a bit more serious news. Brian Molefe, he was supposed to be rehired by Eskom, by Lynn Brown. But apparently now that offer has been rescinded. So he's joining the unemployment line. Thank you for coming, Brian Molefe. We really didn't want you to be running Eskom into the ground like the majority of the parastatals in the country. I don't know what made Lynn Brown come to her senses. I guess it's the external pressure. Because, yeah, man, this guy is bad news, man.
I'm sure that person must have gotten hit by, you know, lotion. He's like, oh, bro, I thought you promised not to hit me.
Lynn Brown.
Now, I'm going to take you.
Yeah, it's because she experienced load shedding. He's like, no, fuck this guy. Actually, I'm done. I'm done with that.
You made a deal. You broke it. Now you're out.
Yeah. And more on politics. Zuma, there's more pressure on Zuma to fall. I feel like every week we say people want Zuma to go.
I get tired of this guy's name. When I just hear it, you know the gag reflex that just comes. Right?
Yeah. We have to talk about it, though. He's he's the number one man in this country. He's our leader. He's our visionary. Oh.
He's probably sitting there saying, you will talk about me on radio.
And I won't give a shit. Yeah, man, that's his story, man. And I heard something interesting in a TV show I was watching the other day, actually, and it speaks about leaders and where they're supposed to take us and where the movement is supposed to go. We're supposed to entrust them to take us where the people want the country to go. And when leaders stop doing that, that's when they become politicians.
Yeah.
And that's the problem I have with politics in general, is just this grimy pole that everybody's trying to climb and trying to make it to the top for power and the like. So, but anyway, Zuma is under a lot of pressure by the NEC to step down. Don't know if he will, but the vote is in December, so he's still the president for 2017. But we don't know if he's going to be until 2019. We still got that bedrock on Mamas. I'm saying he's not going to make it. You're saying he's going to make it to 2019. I don't think it's a good strategy for the ANC moving forward. If he makes it to 2019, I have high doubts about the ANC winning the next elections. As much as they do have a lot of power, Zuma's really fucked up. on too many levels, on too many levels. Yeah, but anyway, that's what's been popping off in the streets. Please do hit us up at @_worstguys or at cliffcentral.com if you want to chat to us. And you can also hit us up on WhatsApp if you want to send us a message on 079-748-2090.
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough of the news. Let's go back to our guest of honor, Little Red. So yeah, we'll be playing a bit of more of your music since we've got a bit of time to get down and into it. But I just want to find out from you, you're going on tour, right?
Yeah. So we're busy planning a tour now.
Okay.
What we were doing before is we did like a mini high school tour.
Oh, okay.
Where I got to do a motivational talk and perform my new single to high schools, underprivileged high schools.
Oh, okay.
In the country,
where did you go?
Which was really cool. We did quite a few places. We did Tembisa, we did Lens, we did Elders, you know.
Oh, cool. So were you well appreciated?
So, yeah, it
well
was amazing.
Received?
The kids were so cool and they just have such a big energy. It was really, really amazing. So that was really cool. And now we're busy planning a radio tour for this new single. We're going to start off in KZN and then work our way around. So I'm super excited for that.
All right. Do you want to tell us where you'll be on this tour for your performances?
It's still to be confirmed. It's in the process of all being put together. But as soon as it is, I'll post everything up on my social media.
We
should be gone by next week. So.
Yeah. All right. That's Little Red. You're going on tour. Speaking to the kids. Listen to the kids, bro, because they need people to inspire them.
Hey, man. Know? They need a hero. Are you that superwoman, Little Red?
I hope so.
My mama, she has it. You know what I'm saying? That's what they need to look up to.
To the red maid.
You need to go back to those high schools that you, or was it primary school? Sorry.
It was high schools.
You need to go back to those high schools and just check the girls' heads and just be like, I think that was me. That's my influence as well.
Yeah, and now we can't get in trouble for our hairs, black people.
Yeah,
now we come in full force. We take you to court if you want to talk about our hairs.
Moses Mabhida in maths. I want to make sure that guy cannot see behind me.
Yeah. Fuck your education. Fuck your school fees.
Hey, man, school fees.
It's not as important as my hair right now. Yeah, man, that's the situation. I'd love to go on tour, man. I think that's probably the coolest part about being in a band or in a music entourage, in choirs even. We used to go on tour. We used to go to Cape Town and shit. And we'd live like rock stars, dude, just for those few weeks. You know, the living on the tour bus, smoking, drinking. Well, I don't know how much of that you do. But if we go in, we'd wild out. You know,
for you, is the industry the way people make it out to be? What's your vibe? Because I know not everybody's into that. Yo, gold chain. Yeah, we smoking that weed. Yeah, liquor everywhere.
Yeah, you know, I'm like super chilled. I'm a super chilled person.
Yeah.
So that's not really my vibe. I don't like to be like when I'm in the studio, I don't get like drunk and high and all. Like, if that's your thing, great, you know. But that's not where I draw my inspiration from, you know. I like to be like sober-minded because I draw my inspiration from my life experiences, you know, and like the things that are bugging me that are happening around me in the world.
Yeah.
And I think that if you're not sober-minded, your opinions change.
Yeah.
So I like to be like clear on exactly what I want to say so that when I put something into a song, I know it's true to me.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think a lot of artists use weed as like a steroids.
Yeah.
Weed is the rap steroids.
You know, whatever works for you. I think every artist has their own niche, you know, and their own thing that they find that works for them.
Yeah. So you don't have many vices, is that what you're saying?
So, yeah, you know, ice cream is like my thing. That makes me like super excited. I'm like, ooh.
No, but I'm sure it's on that, like, it's not just your Olay, it's your Haagen-Dazs.
Actually, I love like Milky Lane vanilla soft serve.
Wee.
That's like my thing. Simple, plain, you know.
Okay.
Ice cream for the
I'm
birthday.
I'm not about the fancy stuff. Like, ice cream just for the birthday. Simple.
Yeah, that's what I honestly think people use weed as a steroid, but I don't think it should be something that you depend on.
Yeah.
You know, I think 100%. If you're good at something, you don't need anything else to stay good. You know, maybe maybe it can help with the flow every now and again. Because I won't even lie, when I'm on that herb, that flow, it goes in, it goes in. We'll hear with the Worst Guy Cypher a little bit later, because, you know, we always do the Worst Guy Cypher. I don't know how you feel about that, by the way, Lorette. We didn't really talk about it. But what we do at the end of every episode, right, is that we just go into a little bit of a freestyle session. It's like just a young cypher. You know, there's no pressure on you, but we're just gonna have some fun with it. But before we do that, we're gonna play a song of yours, Bon Voyage by Little Red, everybody. Bon Voyage. Who are you saying goodbye to? Who are you saying goodbye to?
It's just all about saying goodbye to the old and moving into new, bigger, better things.
Alright.
I thought it was one of those that down. Never mind, no, fine. Have you ever written about heartbreak?
I have. I have a song called Gravity.
Ooh.
That is all about that. You know, about someone who's just got a hold on you.
Yeah.
What can you do? It happens.
Hey, man, love is a tough situation.
Bruh.
It's a tough situation, my
it
boy.
Is.
Because everything is temporary. Even when you die, it's going to end sometime. So, you know, I struggle with that a lot of the time, you know, giving myself openly. You know, that's why you gotta write about it. You gotta tell the people your secrets. I always believe that writing is where you tell everybody your innermost secrets. And it's cool if you got a heartbeat to it.
Hey. Ooh, ooh.
That's why I bought my Loom Cool Cat. Hey.
Yeah.
He's still making it out here because he could just go on the beat. Yes, I'm a sexual
offender.
Well, hey, niggas are bad out here.
Also, I know a lot of the fellas out here are gonna wanna know. Are you seeing somebody? Hey, I'm not asking for me. I'm asking for a friend.
You just went there.
Yes, I have to. Yeah. I'm taking one for the team.
I don't know about you.
You out here at the back. I'm on the forefront line. Taking the shots.
All right. Well, the question's been put out there for you, Little Red.
Yeah.
Do you feel like responding?
I am kind of seeing someone. Official.
Okay. So he's can I ask?
To be a chilled. Yeah.
Because you're in a whole new other industry, I'm sure, maybe compared to him, unless he's in the same industry.
Yeah, he's in the same industry.
Yeah.
Don't ask me for names.
Yeah.
It's not gonna happen.
We're not getting any names.
Okay.
So watch it.
So do you? I know myself and Mark were talking about it, all right?
As well.
And the thing is, I understand where Mark's coming from. I see, the same sort of thing, but I have a different view. But, he was saying that in this industry, you got to date somebody in the same industry. You got to feel like, you don't want it to feel like, oh, no, I'm more superior to you, and then insecurities start to form.
Yeah.
Do you believe the same thing, that you can only, maybe date in the industry because somebody else would feel inadequate?
I don't think so. I think that's all depends on you, how you treat the person and how you make them feel. But it is a bit of a catch-22. I think if you date in the industry, it's obviously really hard because I'm sure, you know, social media issues,
The internet can make
you're constantly around other good-looking people all the time that have bad intentions, you know. So that's a catch-22. But it's also difficult to date out of the industry because some people don't really understand the lifestyle.
You got to be out late.
It's work, you know.
Yeah.
You're not in the club trying to find another guy. You're there to get your work done, you know.
Yeah. No, but what I'm talking about on that level that you're speaking about is that you just need to be with somebody who's on a superstar level.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to be a musician or an artist, but your mentality has to be on that level, because when you're in the industry and you want to be great and you want to be super, you've got to think like nobody else thinks.
Yeah.
And that's where I agree with you. That's my thinking.
Not necessarily that she has to be in the same
industry. Yeah, 100%.
Just be a superstar.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing, be a superstar. Can't be out here flourishing and then you just bam on the side of the road. Be dope. Everybody be dope. That's my message to you guys today. Just be super dope, man. All right. Little Red, would you like to plug out with anything that the people should know about your upcoming weeks and months as a musician? Where can people catch you?
So you can catch me on Instagram and Twitter. It's at littlered_SA. That's littlered_SA. And you can catch me on Facebook. It's at littlered. I'm going to be posting up everything. The link for my free download for You Lie is on my social media. So go and download that. And yeah, keep posted. I've got a tour coming up. I'm going to be doing loads of performances, so I'd love everyone to come and support.
Yeah, yeah. I need to see you live. That's my thing. Because yes. I actually saw you an SA Olympian dancer. Or what's the deal behind that?
Yeah. So I've been dancing. I started dancing when I was like 3 years old.
Oh, okay.
I started dancing professionally when I was about 16.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I specialized in Latin. That's what I got to travel the world with, which was really, really cool. Compete overseas.
Where did you go?
Paris. We did Worlds in Paris. We're back there, so that was really dope.
Yeah,
it was amazing. Dancing will always be, like, I always incorporate dancing into our performances and stuff. Yeah.
So do you have choreographed dances and dancers behind you, or how does it work
for you?
So
for now, I'm working with one guy from Soweto's Finest, who's super cool, and we have such a good energy together, and we just we get down.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd ever do that Latin dancing.
It's hard, but yeah, it's cool.
No, guys, it's been so dope with hanging out with Little Red.
Yeah,
she's been here in the studio. She's jamming out to a new single, You Lie. Go catch it on her social media. Before we wrap up the show, you know we've got to do the most. I don't know how you feeling today. Rehab, are you feeling?
I'm feeling too fresh. Matter of fact, I might just stand up.
I might just
record this and then let people see how it actually is in the studio. Because you know, I post a picture that we take on the day for the podcast, along with the worst guy Cypher. Always fireplace.
We need to start selling this thing. We just need to cut the actual Cypher and start selling it for guaps.
You know, it's a product. I know you guys remember Prophesy.
Alright, let's go with a dope beat that we know is hoot, and we can go in hard on this one, my boy.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Is it happening?
It's the worst guy, Cypher. Oh, woo. Featuring Little Red. We got Little Red up in the building.
Okay. We're gonna go in, yo.
Okay.
You wanna say something there, my boy?
I don't know.
You wanna say something?
Yeah. Okay. Alright. Ayo, I woke up in the morning and I roll one up and I let the coffee erupt in my system. Now listen, as I just glisten on the mic, everybody in the crowd wanna pause a hype. Hey, I tell all of the haters to take a hike, cause I do my dancing just like Magic Mike. I might just turn this whole situation into frustrating situation for all of the other niggas hating on me. I'm Ari H-E-B and I got my boy Malcolm Dooley doing this shit like Dr. Dre on the decks over there. Hey, past the beat is way.
Oh, yeah, my future's so bright. I'm wearing shades even though it's dark at night. Cause I gotta show them that I'm the future. I'm in the bathroom doing cocaine with Future. Oh my god, I've got so many vices. I'm like the Chinese, I'm eating all the rices. I gotta get those carbs and I'm getting buff. I need to be a superstar, yeah, you know it's rough. Even though the industry may be tough, I gotta hit the gym and then get really buff. And I knock every motherfucker out I see. Cause nobody can do it like Marcus Lee. So I'm gonna KO you, dude. I'm like the Mike Tyson of the future. You don't even need to be buff. Do some Tai Chi and everybody wanna be like me, but they can't cause I'm here. I'm the only one. And every time I'm rapping, the beat is done. Cause I kill it like I'm a fucking murderer. You don't even know me, homie. I'm the MC.
Oh, nah, nah, nah. Bombay.
Hey.
Oh, nah, nah, nah.
Bon voyage, everybody.
Yeah, yo.
You've been hanging out with the worst guys, and we'll catch you next week, same time, same place.
Wake up.
We out. CliffCentral.com.